And we're talking movies for Reading Cinemas, Belmont, and Mark has gone to see Judy, starring Renee Zellweger.
So Judy takes us to the kind of late years of Judy. You know, she had a troubled life, Judy. And what the film does beautifully, Gareth, is takes us back to those very early years when she was under the sway of Louis B. Mayer, and as they were doing, you know, her most famous film, Wizard of Oz. And what we see in those dark years is them, you know, giving her pills for her weight, the pressure on her. It's just kind of horrendous, this factory, this kind of star, you know, factory, you know, with me, you know, could she have an affair with Mickey Rooney or not? And, you know, what hamburgers she couldn't eat and whatever, that kind of pressure on her. And of course, Louis B. Mayer also had a very bad reputation for being a little bit handsy, particularly with Shirley Temple. And so we get little touches of that kind of creepiness of Louis B. Mayer. Then we move forward in time and we're seeing her, you know, a kind of a wreck, dragging around two kids, got no money and forced to head off to London. And she starts to perform and it's a real struggle, but, you know, she eventually gets there and she starts to perform, and the old Judy sort of comes back, and in the background is a guy called Mickey Deans, who becomes her late husband. And he struggles with her in the sense of she wants tablets, she wants pills, and that kind of thing. So it's a great kind of and where the film really is lovely, Gareth, is that, you know, Judy has become a gay icon, as you know, in recent years. The Judys, the Dorothys, I think they call themselves, don't they? And we get a touch of that, and there's a beautiful scene in the middle of it where two gay guys in London decide to get her autograph after her first performance at the London Palladium or whatever. And she eventually asked, could she take her to dinner? And these two guys who have adored Judy all their lives suddenly find they're taking Judy Garland. And funnily enough, Gareth, they go looking for a restaurant late at night in London. And it's like looking for a restaurant late at night in Perth. Everyone in the audience just burst out laughing in this lovely moment. And they take her back to their flat and she's cooking eggs. And it's a lovely, touching, you know, look at Judy Garland in her late years.
Renee Zellweger, I understand she got a standing ovation for the Australian Premier in Melbourne the other night. How is her performance?
She is sensational. You know, she doesn't look exactly like Judy, but they've done a remarkable job with the makeup just to give her that kind of feeling. And you do. Gareth, I'm not one of these people that worries if actors don't look exactly like, you know. She digs deep into the soul, this kind of crushed, this fragile spirit, but every now and then flares up. So, yeah, she's, I think, in the running for an Oscar, certainly a nomination and possibly a win for Renee Zellweger in this role as Judy Garland.
Wow. Sounds as though you're a big fan of this film.
I think it's a terrific film. I was really kind of swept up by this movie, and as I say, they stick quite closely, I guess. It's a very small story. It's just basically Judy trying to kind of succeed in her late years, and this kind of boyfriend that comes along and his long suffering. So there's not much to the film in terms. It's not it doesn't sweep through Judy's career in any sense, but just captures, I think, the essence of, and you can actually see why she has become a bit of a gay icon. It's this kind of troubled outsider. And we're always cutting back to the troubled years. So it's a lovely balance between the past of Judy and the present of Judy in this kind of, you know, rousing final moment that will not leave any dry eyes in the house, Gareth.
What do you give it?
I'll give this 4 stars.
4 stars for Judy.